Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Kashi Albertson and Naomi Withers from Luscious Gardens Edible Landscape. Kashi and Naomi, you are both in an interesting business. I mean, landscaping in general is kind of an interesting business to be in, but you've chosen to get into a real specialty area, which is helping people to create edible gardens. So tell me how you got started in that. Kashi, do you want to start?
Sure. I've always had an interest in gardening. I was raised by my mom and dad to do a lot of gardening, so I've always loved it. When I moved to Humboldt and started taking classes here, I was further inspired by all the wonderful classes and the teachers here. So I felt like this was a really important thing, and it was something lacking in our area. Over time, I gained more experience working at nurseries and doing landscaping and realized I had a really deep passion for this. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it was needed in this area at this time and that it would be accepted. So it just naturally developed.
Okay, Naomi, how did you get started?
Like Kashi, I was raised gardening. My mom would have me in the garden with her, and she taught me what plants were edible from an early age. And I really like that connection to the soil, to the land that growing your own food gives you. For me, the business came about, the beginnings of it came about several years ago when I created an affirmation for my life, what I wanted my life to be. And it was, my life is an ever-expanding garden. And sure enough, you know, I had my little culinary herb garden. I had, you know, chocolate mint, all kinds of great stuff. And I started growing more of my own food and fruit trees. And I ran out of space. and so I started sharing,
I see where this is going.
Sharing about the plants that I loved with my friends. And I was so excited about that. It got them excited about it. And then Kashi and I met through a good friend of ours, got us together kind of for this visionary meeting. I kept hearing from my friend Brooke, oh, you should meet Kashi. You guys would get along so great. You have this similar passion. And we met and we went from there.
I think a lot of people in the community would say, you know, I want to have a garden, but it's just that first step. And so you guys kind of step in there for people and help them to see how it is that they can make this happen for themselves. This sort of thing, it's kind of uniquely suited to this coastal region. We were talking earlier about, you know, it would be really difficult to do something like this in Minnesota, or it wouldn't be difficult. It's just you'd have a shorter time frame to do it in. Do you find that that's true, that things that people want to grow do tend to grow year-round?
Yes, we're incredibly lucky in this area. Our summer temperatures and our winter temperatures, they stay pretty steady. We have a few hard frosts, but all in all, we live in a very mild climate with plenty of water resources for plants. Humboldt County is ideal for growing a garden. We have things in the garden, in the nursery, that are leafing out, things that have already started blooming. And so you can kind of plan things to get food for most of the year. You can have your winter vegetable gardens, and then your fruit can come on early in the season and go into late fall and even winter.
How do you go about doing a consultation to help a person envision what their garden can be like?
Well, the first thing is talking to the potential client, finding out what their dream is, what they envision for their ultimate garden. Then we usually go to their house and look at the site, and we'll talk about what is possible, perhaps what their budget is. Then we'll just start coming up with ideas, come up with a plan, and we'll continue talking to the client until we have something that we all agree is doable. We like to introduce them to new and exciting plants that they may not know about. So sometimes we'll bring them out to the nursery and they can walk around and look at what we have available, pick things out, just come up with a plan that meets their needs.
Do you find that you get a lot of the plants that you end up using in a person's garden out of your nursery? You're pretty much growing the sorts of things people want to have?
We have a great selection of perennials. but some of them we're still working on propagating. So we have like over 80 varieties of edible plants that we're propagating. But we get a lot of the plants from different sources. Like, you know, we have lots of blueberries at our nursery right now. And then we have a few other plants that we're propagating off, and in a few years we'll be offering those. But we shop around at other local nurseries to suit the client's needs.
Do you look at this like you're only dealing with edible plants, or do you mix things together?
We definitely have to if people want to fill their yard. A lot of our plants are deciduous, so they lose their leaves in winter, and I think they're still beautiful in winter, but some people want those showy flowers in the winter. They want foliage year-round. So we do have to mix them in. We like to aim for maybe 60 or 70 or 80% edibles. And some of our plants, we do grow a few plants just for their beauty and their scent. Yeah. But most of what we grow does have edible components.
So what are some of the plants that you grow?
We have so many wonderful plants. But just to talk about a few that we think are really wonderful and amazing, especially, I would like to mention one of my current favorites. We're growing goji berry plants right now, and that's a big thing for
people.
I've
seen those in the catalogs,
yeah.
And I'm intrigued by them.
Yeah. And they're so expensive to buy in the store because we're importing them from China and Tibet, and yet we can grow them right here. Uh-huh. And they're so nutritious.
And they're high in vitamin C, is that right?
High in vitamin C, very much so. They're very high in a lot of vitamins. They said that they improve the immune system, mm-hmm. eyesight.
And what sort of soil do they grow in?
They like alkaline soils, mm-hmm. that are rich and well-drained. So we like to mix in compost with our, mm-hmm. soils. And we like to grow them in the greenhouse for the first year or two because they can be a little bit tender. Uh-huh. But they will grow fine up here and start putting out fruits in about 3 or 4 years.
Oh, okay. And I also noticed you had honeyberries on the list of plants. That's another kind of new to me plant.
That's a cool plant. It's a fruiting honeysuckle plant.
Oh.
So it grows about 4 feet or so, and it produces these long blueberries that are sort of like a mild blueberry.
Tell me about one of the gardens that was a very successful garden for you to put together.
Up in Crescent City, we did a job, an edible landscaping job, where she wanted to do her entire yard in edible landscaping. So we did it in phases, and we put in an edible hedge, which I love because they add privacy and they have the functionality of creating food. So you can go out there and forage.
So what's an edible hedge plant?
Well, there are lots of them, actually. I'm glad you asked. Aronia berry, service berry. You can use blueberries as part of your edible hedge.
Blackcurrant. Hazelnuts. Yeah. So we put in an edible hedge between this woman's yard and her neighbor, and now her neighbor's all excited and wants us to come.
She gets
and
a benefit,
some.
Too, yeah. because it's on her side as well.
Yeah. We also planted a hedge of raspberries along the front, and we started taking up the lawn and putting in fruit trees. It's going in stages.
That's a nice thing for people to remember, too, is it's not an all or nothing. You don't have to do everything that you want to do the first time that you guys come out. You could develop a plan that could be a several-year plan, mm-hmm. and you just do it in stages, and then you get to reap some of the benefits while you're still excited about other things that might be coming along.
That's right. It takes time. And some of our plants will fruit in the first year that you plant them, and some will take years. And that's one of the cool things about what we do is it teaches us to be patient and to go outside in our yards and enjoy what's growing.
If people wanted to get in touch with you to plan their own edible landscape, where might they reach you?
They can reach us by sending us an email at lusciousgardens@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, which has all of our contact information. So if you go to our Facebook page and become a fan, and you can find out about cool new plants and sales that we're having.
And we can also be found at the Arcata Farmers Market.
Great. Well, this is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Kashi Albertson and Naomi Withers from Luscious Gardens Edible Landscaping.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.